There is a procedure in place which allows us to use a call-in mechanism, which brings a decision that has been made back to the council for a cross-party vote. And the reason for this, of course, in this particular instance, is that there was complete and utter opposition from the unionist grouping. And we feel that there should have been more discussions on this, and that's why we are calling for this motion to be brought back to council.
So this will go to another vote?
Absolutely, and the vote will require an 80% cross-party majority, which, you know, cannot be guaranteed, of course. And that's why we're bringing it back.
Is this not a waste of time because we know which way this vote's going to go?
Well, not necessarily, because the unionists make up 25% of the council, and we'll let everybody else do the numbers in that respect. But it is quite a serious situation when parties are railroading decisions through without taking into account the minority communities in the city. I think that's the most important thing, is that we need to remember that there are a minority of unionists in the city, and it's not a case of just ignoring their views and railroading things through. So that's what we want to send out the message today.
Is there not bigger issues in the super council areas, like job creation? Is this not petty?
No, well, this is a side issue, in a sense that we have many, many major projects happening in the city. We are leading on the North West One project, the Crescent Link, a £45 million project, and the potential 800 jobs. We're working on huge projects throughout the city, and this is one issue which we feel is important that we get resolved in the interests of community risings.
So what name do unionists want?
Well, we are looking for a discussion around it. We have put forward a number of suggestions, and one of them, of course, was Foyle District Council. And we are willing to have a discussion around that and see if we can come to a compromise, because a decision was taken by another council here in Northern Ireland recently to call themselves East Coast Council. Individual names, i.e. Strabane, does not have to be in the name, or Londonderry for that matter as well.
But you talk about minorities being alienated like unionists. If Strabane are not mentioned in this council name, then they're also going to feel alienated. So it's going to be very difficult to get any sort of an agreement here.
Well, the idea is not to leave one or the other out. I think that each have a role to play, but the suggestion of Foyle Council would have brought in Strabane because they themselves are connected to the Foyle, and that was a suggestion. But again, these discussions haven't happened. It was just put forward to the council, a vote was taken on it, and that was it.